Welcome to this weekly edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from March 9, 2020 to March 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On March 9, here were the news. Perk Labs signs agreement with Alipay. Ghana's Payment Systems Advisory Committee to offer guidance on payment system. Grab Pay top-ups are no longer rewarded. Vietnam's e-commerce market to surpass $17 billion in 2023. Nike, Macy's trial blockchain to share product data across the retail supply chain. Contour emerges as latest blockchain trade finance tool. FBI details evolving sophistication of BEC scammers. APIs put velocity in business payments. Banking as a service takes on the underbanked SMB. On March 10, here were the news. Instacart to enable checkout through Google Pay or Apple Pay. Allied Wallet to introduce blockchain payments tech in India. Adyen teams up with Guzman Y. Gomez in Singapore. Amazon to roll out business selling automated checkout to retailers. E-commerce in Belgium worth 8.2 billion euros. The Netherlands releases subordinate gambling regulations. Omnichannel strategies drive consumer retail spend over chatbots. Alipay to support the digital transformation of 40 MLN service providers in China. IKEA launches third-party online store on Tmall. India corporate card startup Carbon Lands funding. Flowcast augments reconciliation automation with AI. Rethinking the SME loan underwriting model in Southeast Asia. Fiserv on why 2020 is the year of P2P. How RAP connectivity works to deepen buyer-supplier ties. Looking within the enterprise to unlock spend data silos. On March 11, here were the news. Orange reveals Orange Money in Morocco, sets a mobile money position in Africa, the Middle East. Grab, Wirecard enter payments partnership in Southeast Asia. Bahrain International Airport extends contract with Travelex. Novo Dia Group, Square announce integration, Totale Pay POS apps revealed. Grover chooses IXOPAY as its payment management platform. Faster payment becomes a federal case. Corporate cards find opportunity and funding in new B2B use cases. Strategizing the ugly child of corporate finance, accounts receivable. Interest rates to pinch alt lenders and digital banks. Rethinking reconciliation amid deeper corporate finance disruption. Making invisible payments more than a buzzword. On March 12, here were the news. Increase in Dutch e-commerce brings its worth to $25.8 billion. Amazon reveals full online store in the Netherlands. Incom and Flash to offer prepaid products in South Africa. Limelight CRM rebrands as Sticky.io, extends e-commerce order management. Nets acquires leading Polish payment provider Polski e-Patnosi. Spoton raises $50 million in Series B funding. GK Software unveils EWIC certification for modern payments process. Wirecard, Klarna reveal joint payment solution. Card Lab, eSinus to create biometric crypto smartcard wallet with fingerprint card sensor. Amid coronavirus outbreak, e-commerce soars as consumers avoid stores. Online payments more and more adopted by healthcare consumers. Payment experience to influence spending with traveling, Amadeus study. Invoia shifts focus to SMBs recurring revenue collection. Open banking expands into SMB lending, smaller banks. The real-time disruption of banking and business. On March 13, here were the news. PaySafe, MasterCard extend partnership. Buy now, pay later spending is set to double by 2023 in Australia. FIS study. Acuity takeover bolsters payment processing tech. Small businesses in focus for B2B fintechs and their investors. Approaching trade finance from the payables side. India unwraps its commercial card opportunity. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.